Welcome back to My Real Estate Podcast with David Liberator. I'm your host, and today we're diving into something that doesn't get nearly enough attention, the hidden costs of moving to Sarasota, Florida. You know, everyone talks about the beaches and the sunshine, but what about all the stuff that catches people off guard after they actually move there? David, thanks so much for being here. This is a topic that I think a lot of people need to hear about.
Hey, thanks for having me. Yeah, so this is something I see all the time with my clients. People fall in love with Sarasota, and rightfully so, it's beautiful. But they show up expecting one thing financially, and then reality hits them pretty hard. There are so many costs that just aren't on people's radar when they're making this move.
Okay, so let me ask you this. When you say hidden costs, what are we talking about? Like, are these things that are just not advertised, or are they things that people should know but don't think about?
Both, honestly. Some of it is stuff that's just not talked about enough, and some of it people don't realize will be as expensive as it actually is. For instance, insurance. Homeowners insurance in Sarasota is way higher than in a lot of other parts of Florida or the country. Hurricane insurance, flood insurance, all of that adds up really quickly. You might find a great house at a price you love, but then your insurance bill comes in and you're like, wait, what?
Oh, wow, I didn't realize it was that significant. So you're saying it's not just a little bit more, it's a real difference in your monthly costs?
Absolutely. We're talking hundreds of dollars more per month in some cases. And then there's property taxes. A lot of people don't realize that even though Florida doesn't have state income tax, property taxes in Sarasota can be pretty substantial. Add that to your insurance, and suddenly your housing costs are way higher than what you budgeted for based on just the purchase price.
Right, exactly. So it's like you look at the home price and think, okay, I can afford that, but then all these other things start piling on. What else? Are there other costs that surprise people?
Yeah, maintenance and repairs are huge. The climate in Sarasota is tough on homes. You've got the heat, the humidity, the salt air if you're near the coast. All of that breaks things down faster. Air conditioning systems work overtime, roofs need more maintenance, there's rust and corrosion. And then if you do get hurricane damage, even with insurance, you're looking at deductibles that can be 5, 10, even 20% of your home's value in some cases. People don't budget for that.
That's wild. So you could have a really expensive repair bill and then still have to pay a huge deductible on top of it. That's a double hit. Are there other financial surprises like HOA fees or utilities or anything like that?
Oh, definitely. HOA fees in Sarasota can be pretty high, especially if you're in a community with amenities. And utilities, your electric bill in the summer is going to shock you the first time you get it. Air conditioning running constantly, and Florida power and light rates aren't cheap. Plus, if you're moving from somewhere cooler, you might not have budgeted for that at all.
So basically, between insurance, property taxes, maintenance, utilities, and HOA fees, someone could end up paying like 30, 40, maybe even 50% more than they expected on their overall housing costs.
It can definitely be that much, yeah. And that's not even getting into other costs, like updating a home to handle the climate better. Or if you want to renovate, construction labor is expensive in Sarasota because there's so much demand. The bottom line is, do your homework before you move. Talk to locals, get actual quotes on insurance and utilities, understand what your property taxes will be. Don't just look at the purchase price.
You know what I love about that advice? It's so practical. People get caught up in the excitement of moving to paradise and they forget to do the actual financial due diligence. David, this has been really eye-opening. I think anyone considering a move to Sarasota needs to hear this stuff before they make the leap. Thanks so much for breaking it down.
Thanks for having me. Yeah, I just want people to go into this with their eyes open. Sarasota is amazing, and a lot of people absolutely love it, but you've got to be realistic about what it's going to cost you. Do the research, plan accordingly, and you'll be much happier in the long run.